David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle, January the 23rd, 2015. So we're going to do a little experiment. I haven't got my Braille machine with me today, and also it seems to make quite a lot of noise when we record with it, especially when I record on this dictaphone here. And as I'm not in my own house, I have to record on the dictaphone, so I thought we'd try a little bit of an experiment. I'm going to read this blog post out using a different method, and we'll see how it works. I'm going to listen to the sound of my screen reader reading it out from my phone. I've got some headphones on, and as it speaks, the blog, I am going to read it out. So I will be listening to it, and then half a second behind, I will be reading out what I'm hearing. We'll see if I'll be able to deliver it with the same panache and vibrance that you are used to. Let's find out. Let's see how it goes. This blog post is entitled, Who the Heck is Henrik Smit? I was woken with a jolt at 3 a.m. by a staccato melodic flourish and a short vibrational sequence. It was my mobile phone, although I assume you'd probably deduce that already. It was a bloody Facebook alert at 3 o'clock in the morning, for goodness sake. Why not wish Henrik Smit a happy birthday? Well, Facebook, there are a number of reasons why not. The first being that it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Could this not have waited? Chances are Henrik Smit is currently asleep. Where is the sense in waking me up in order to prompt me to wake someone else up? Which is what would likely happen if he, like me, had forgotten to turn off his phone. The other reason why not to wish Henrik Smit a happy birthday is for the simple reason that I have no idea who Henrik Smit is. Until 30 seconds ago, I don't even think I'd heard the name Henrik Smit. I turned off my phone, closed my eyes, and attempted to fall back asleep. But it wasn't happening. I tried counting sheep, but, being blind, I've never actually seen a sheep. Perhaps I could count them by feeling them. I tried to evoke a memory of when I might have felt a sheep. I seem to remember a trip to a farm when I was at primary school, and I think I felt a sheep then. Not like that, you dirty so-and-sos. I was in primary school. Not that I'm suggesting that now I'm grown up, I've been more amenable to the idea of inappropriate sheep handling. But anyway, we digress. Shame on you. But my sheep-feeling experience was a long time ago, and the process of trying to dredge up the memory was making my brain ache. Plus, being blind, my other senses often become more acute in order to compensate, and so I was now being driven mad by the relentless cacophonous bleats of hundreds of sheep. The noise was driving me insane. It was no use. Sleep wasn't going to come. Plus, there was a clawing, niggling question needling its way through my mind. Who the heck is Henrik Smit? I turned on my phone, and when it had loaded, launched the Facebook app. Instantly, Facebook was awake and ready to deluge me with uninteresting trivia about people who, at best, I might label acquaintances. There was a status update from a senior member of staff who used to work with me in the office job I did before I started living the dream of professional folk singer. This lady was certainly living the dream these days. Redundancy was clearly working well for her, as now she could finally dedicate the time to pursue her true calling in life, playing Candy Crush Saga. What is reality? This is a question that has been grappled with by philosophers, scientists, theologians, artists. I don't have an answer. Sorry if you were getting all excited there thinking, my goodness, David is about to reveal the nature of reality in this blog post. And what's more, he'll probably throw in a couple of jokes too, because that's just the kind of guy he is. My goodness, he's having a blinder of a week. First the tax loophole discovery, and now this. Alas, not. However, the reason I got us on to such a topic is because I think it's fascinating how Facebook distorts our realities. A couple of years ago, this particular lady relished the opportunity to assert what minuscule amount of authority she had. I was fairly new to the job, and from my first day onwards, she made sure that I was aware that she was technically in a position of power. She would get unnaturally impassioned and enraged if I occasionally forgot to sign into the building. I'd get into work and perhaps be sidelined by a colleague, or perhaps the phone would ring. And so I'd temporarily forget to sign in. Then, maybe half an hour or so later, I'd remember, and so I'd go to fill in the sign-in in-book, where she would be inevitably lurking, waiting to pounce. "You forgot to sign in, David," she would angrily declare, as if the fact that I was now signing myself in wasn't evidence enough for her that I'd realised this and was now remedying the situation. by signing in. Do we need to go through the signing in protocol again, David? Evidently not, since I had clearly remembered and was now signing in the bloody signing in book. But that didn't stop her giving me the lecture anyway. And then, one day, she was made redundant as a result of the economic downturn. God bless those bankers. And then it all changed. Not immediately, but over time, I started getting notifications on Facebook from her, inviting me to feed her chickens. Which I initially thought was some kind of odd euphemism, although it turns out that she was inviting me to play Farmville, or one of those other Facebook games, such as Candy Crush Saga or Bubble Shooter. I have no idea what these games actually are, but it's odd to think that this woman who used to shout at me on a daily basis for the tiniest of things is now wanting me to crush her candy, feed her chickens, and shoot bubbles at her at 3 o'clock in the morning. If I knew back then that this is how things would pan out, that in a couple of years she would be asking me to romp around a fictitious farm with her, playing with bubbles, then I would have found her and the whole situation even more risible. Facebook has helped distort our reality, and to show us how fabricated and fake these constructs actually are. These constructs that we allow to dominate us, intimidate us. Facebook helps lift the lid on the absurdity of it all. In 2012, they're a senior member of staff, reprimanding you in their office for some absurd inconsequentiality. And then, a year later, they're challenging you to a bubble fight and asking you to feed some virtual livestock. Obviously, I declined her invitation to join her on the farm. I had more important things to do. I had detective work. Who the heck is Henrik Schmidt? My detective work began by identifying mine and Henrik's mutual friends. We didn't have any. So, I opened Henrik's profile to see what could be gleaned. There was very little that could be obtained due to the fact that Henrik's profile was written in Dutch. I must have met Henrik at a Dutch folk festival that I performed at 5 years ago. We probably only very fleetingly spoke. Henrik Schmidt didn't even register on my distant acquaintance list. I could have left it there, but being the great detective that I am, I decided to continue my investigation. I pasted the contents of his profile and wall posts into Google Translate. The translation was far from perfect, but I began to piece together the picture, and within a couple of minutes, I had learned one rather unexpected fact about Henrik Schmidt. Henrik Schmidt is not even a person. Henrik Schmidt is a dog. Henrik Schmidt must be the dog of a person who I fleetingly met at a folk festival 5 years ago in Holland. But a minute's further reading ascertained that my assertion was not entirely correct, for Henrik Schmidt is not a dog. Henrik Schmidt was a dog. Henrik Schmidt is dead. Henrik Schmidt is a dead dog belonging to someone I fleetingly met once at a folk festival in Holland 5 years ago. Again, I refer to my theory about Facebook completely distorting and warping our realities. Facebook had woken me up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a suggestion that I should wish a dead dog a happy birthday. A dead dog who, up until a few minutes ago, I had no idea had even ever existed. I have all sorts of people on my Facebook. I tend to accept most people who send me a friend request. I primarily use Facebook as a promotional tool. I don't think of it as a private place for me and my nearest and dearest to walk around fictitious farms. I would have just accepted Henrik Schmidt without giving it a second's thought. I obviously wouldn't have been able to see his photo, so I'd have had no idea that he was a dog. Well, I suppose I might as well delete him, I thought. But then I stopped. You can't delete a dead dog on his birthday. What kind of a man would I be if I deleted a dead dog on his birthday? What kind of a present is that? And then it hit me. A present? Just because he's a dead dog, it doesn't mean to say he's not deserving of a birthday present. And I had the perfect present in mind. I mean, what's the perfect present for a dead dog? It's obvious. A lifeless bitch. Of course. And I knew where to find one of those. I used the friend suggestion tool to suggest that Henrik Schmidt might be a suitable friend for my former works manager. And then I closed down Facebook, turned off my phone, and fell asleep, feeling very pleased with myself, basking in the knowledge that I was a truly very funny man. A very funny man indeed.
Well, that sort of worked, I think. It sort of worked. It's quite difficult to focus on, like, intonation and inflection when there's a monotonal voice reading it in my head. But I think I did well under the circumstances. Hopefully you couldn't hear the sound of the voice over the top. Otherwise that would be completely pointless. You'd just hear the sound of the voice reading it first, and then you'd hear me, and you're like, shut up, David, we'll just listen to the sound of the bloody voice. Maybe you'd prefer the voice to read it. Let's have a listen. Would you rather the blog be read by this instead?
What's the perfect present for a dead dog? It's obvious. A lifeless bitch.
There you go. I think it actually makes it sound even funnier, if such a thing were possible. Maybe we'll have that in the future. Let me know your thoughts if you'd rather hear a robot read it than me.